You can now switch your car insurance directly to TVA by using Takaful Brunei Mobile and choose a variety of packages suited to give your car the protection it needs. Stand a chance to win prizes worth over $250,000 every 2 months when you participate in any products through Takaful Brunei Mobile. Download and register your Takaful Brunei Mobile today and take advantage of these great deals. Terms and conditions apply.
Takaful Brunei. Together, we protect.
Towards a Better Ramadan is brought to you by Takaful Brunei. Together, we protect.
Salam to all KFM listeners. This is Ustaza Hanisa. Today, I'd like to take everyone into a spiritual journey towards a better Ramadan. As promised this year, I will make it a point to share at least one saying of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam every day, for his words contain profound wisdom, guidance, and morality, and for his words transcend time and is a huge part of our religion. Success is through Allah. Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu narrated that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Remember as much as you can, do one thing, fact or reality, which always brings an end to all worldly joys and pleasures, which is death." Related by At-Tirmidhi, An-Nasa'i, and Ibn Hibban. Subhanallah, death is a catastrophe. Death is a disaster in a way that it is so final. How it ends all hopes and dreams, shattered everything literally to the ground. That is how most of the time death is presented to us. It is a shift from this beautiful life, full of movement, feelings and emotion, to a phase that is void of anything. Nevertheless, Sheikh Muhammad Mahmoud said that the perception of death as a stage of experiencing nothingness is seriously incorrect. He said in Surah Al-Ankabut, verse 64, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, "This worldly life is nothing but an amusement and play, and the hereafter is the real life indeed, only if they know." In this ayah, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that the hereafter is the real life indeed, he used the word al-hayawan to refer to define the real life. Al-hayawan in Arabic is a root word indicating power and emphasis. This, in a way, tells us that the life man experiences after death is not a phase of nothingness, but it is the phase where our senses, intelligence, awareness is amplified compared to our life in this world. Subhanallah, it is amazing and also scary at the same time. May Allah give us a better life in the hereafter. Thus, for us believers, we should always believe that the biggest catastrophe in life is not death or disability, but the biggest catastrophe for us, the biggest calamity or disaster one can have, is to be heedless of death itself. To be heedless of the future, where it truly matters, as we immerse ourselves in the pleasures of this life and the pursuit of our worldly ambitions, competing for material possessions, preoccupies us from competing in righteous deeds. May Allah protect us. With that, I just want to share a story about a wise and rich old man. This old man was approaching his death. So he called his son to his side and said, "My son, I shall be leaving you very shortly. On the day when I die, and they have washed my body, and come to wrap in the shroud, I want you to put one of my socks on my foot. This is my final request to you." Soon after this, the old man did indeed die, leaving behind his goods and property, his children and his dependents, family, friends, acquaintances, and neighbors attended his funeral. The body had been washed and was almost completely wrapped in the shroud. When the son remembered his father's wish, finding one of his old socks, he handed it to the washer of the dead, saying, "In accordance with my father's last request, please put this sock and his foot." "That is quite impossible," said the man. "Such a thing, it is utterly impermissible in Islam. I cannot act against the Sharia." Despite this valid objection, the son insisted, "That was my father's final request. It must certainly be carried out." The washer of the dead was unmoved. "If you won't take my word for it," he said, "go and ask the Mufti. He will confirm what I tell you, that it is not permissible holding up the funeral." They consulted the Mufti and also preachers and scholars, all of whom declared that this was not permissible in Islam. Just then, an aged friend of the deceased interrupted the debate with these words to the son, "My boy, your late father entrusted me with a letter which I was to hand over to you after his departure. Here, this letter belongs to you." So saying, he gave him an envelope. Taken by surprise, the boy opened the envelope and read out the contents of his father's letter. "My son, consider all this wealth and property I have left to you. Now you see, at the last moment, they won't even let you give me an old sock to wear. When you yourself come one day to be in my condition, they will also refuse to let you keep anything. So pull yourself together and be prepared. Spend the fortune I have left you, not for the satisfaction of vain desires, but in ways pleasing to Allah, that you may achieve honor in both worlds." Subhanallah. May Allah guide us in this life to live a better life in the hereafter. Ameen Ya Rabbal Alameen.
Towards a Better Ramadan was brought to you by Takaful Brunei. Together, we protect.
Sis, aku ni kan mau pindah takaful kereta aku ke TBA bah. Kan mencuba ku, mana tahu dapat menang RM15,000.
Boleh eh, aku hari tu sudah pindah. Pakai takaful Brunei Mobile saja. Mana lagi payah ke kaunter durang ke apa lagi.
Oh, jatuh saja. Pakai saja takaful Brunei Mobile.
Ngam, perlu insurans kereta? Pakai takaful Brunei Mobile.
Sertai mana-mana produk TBA dan TBK melalui takaful Brunei Mobile bagi mendapatkan peluang untuk memenangi wang tunai sebanyak RM15,000 setiap 2 bulan. Tertakluk pada terma dan syarat.